It's time for postseason high school baseball on your local sports authority, Care Country 93.7. Listen as we bring you every base hit, home run, steal, and defensive stop. We now go live to the field for play-by-play action. Here's MSC Sports Director Johnny Kane.
And good afternoon and welcome to Olsen Field at Benedictine College here in Atchison, Kansas for today's Class 2-1A Regional Baseball hosted by Morehill Mounts Academy. Today our opening matchup is Donovan West and Onega here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. And welcome to the ballpark. I am Johnny Kane, Neil Weiland taking care of us back at the studios. A little bit of a change today. We were originally scheduled to be at Valley Falls. They've had some changes. They will get their regional underway at 4 o'clock today. They brought a helicopter in to dry their field off. They originally called it off. Now they are going to play beginning at 4 o'clock. We've made the switch here to Benedictine College here in Atchison, where Morehill Mounts Academy was scheduled to host three games today, now being moved here to Benedictine, and so it'll be Onega and Donovan West to kick things off. Onega will be the home team today. They are 10-10 on the season. Donovan West is 7-9, so Donovan West will come to bat first. Their lineup looks like this. Leading things off will be the shortstop, Blake Blevin. Hitting second, the center fielder, Trent Spiker. Batting third, the catcher, Cole Franken. Hitting cleanup is the second baseman, Brock Leatherman. The designated hitter for Donovan West today bats fifth. That's Caleb Britow. Hitting sixth is the pitcher, Reese Florence. Batting seventh is the third baseman, Hunter Smith. Hitting eighth in left field, Chloe Clevenger. And batting ninth in right field, Jaron Wettstein. They will be facing Zach Fisher of Onega. Fisher is making his 10th appearance on the year, 4.88 ERA, 2-0 on the season. Fisher with 39 strikeouts on the year compared to just 14 walks. He's only allowed 23 earned runs in a 33 innings pitched for the Buffaloes this season. Fisher faced Donovan West back on March 29th. He threw two innings, gave up four hits, no runs, struck out one. It was a split between Donovan West and Onega on March 29th. Onega won 17-5, but Donovan West came back and won the nightcap 16-1. So I guess you could say the rubber match for this season series, and it's a big one here today. Find out who will move on to the semifinals later on tonight to play the winner of Morehill Mounts Academy and McLeod, which will be our second game of our doubleheader here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. So with that, we are set to go. It'll be Lake Blevins to dig in to lead things off for Donovan West. He will bat from the right side. And Lake Blevins on the air, 561 average. 32 hits and 57 at-bats, and the first pitch from Fisher is a fastball in there for a strike. Turf infield, grass outfield here at Olsen Stadium at Benedictine College. Right-handed pitcher Zach Fisher brings a fastball low and away. Blevins, 27 runs scored this year from that leadoff spot, 14 RBIs, now the 1-1. The bouncing ball to the left side. The third baseman, Martin's got it. His throw is going to be high, and it's going to go over the fence and out of play. And so it'll be an error on the third baseman, Martin. And Donovan West right away will have a runner at second base to lead off the top of the first inning. So the error by Martin will put Blevins at second base for the center fielder, Trent Spiker. Spiker, 5.12 average on the year. He's got 22 hits and 43 at-bats. He has scored 26 runs this year, which is second on the team. And he has walked 20 times, which is far and away the team lead. He will bat from the right side. Blevins is a stolen base threat and good speed out at second. Takes a pretty good lead. And the first pitch from Fisher is a fastball that paints the outside corner at the belt for a strike. Decent lead. Now a pickoff attempt, but back safely, diving in head first is Blevins. The ball momentarily got away from the second baseman, Lehman. Simpkins was there to back it up, so nothing hurt. A 1-1 the count on Trent Spiker. And now I have to stop play. Spiker had a necklace on, so they're going to make him take that off. And also it looked like Blevins had some type of jewelry on as well. They make him take that off. So three-man umpiring crew today for regionals That's how the whole postseason is going to go, a three umpiring crew of both baseball and softball. So for all that, Blevins at second base, nobody out, top of the first inning. Here's the 0-1 to Spiker. Fastball high. And Spiker, a very good eye. He's only struck out 10 times this year and has walked 20 times. And has an on-base percentage of .687. Blevins a decent lead, not running, and his fastball misses inside to Spiker and moves the count to 2-1. Not much of a wind here today at Olsen Stadium. Onega playing pretty much straight up in the outfield and fairly deep. And here's a 2-1 from Fisher. Fouled off to the right side and out of play. Looking at the defense for Onega, Figge in left, McGinnis in center, Abbott's in right. On the infield, Martin at third, Timkins at short, Lamet at second, Dorsey at first. And Enneberg is the battery mate for Zach Fisher. 2-2 the count. Blevins at second. And we'll get time called by the batter, Spiker. And now here's Fisher come and sit. There's a 2-2. Fastball spiked in the dirt. It's going to get away from the catcher, Henneberg. It's going to allow Blevins to take third base. So Donovan West now 90 feet away from taking early lead here in this opening regional game. Spiker looking to pick up an early RBI. He's got 15 of them on the year. Onega going to leave the infield back. They'll concede the run for an out. Now the payoff pitch is popped up on the infield, playable for the shortstop Simpkins. He retreats towards the second base side of the bag. He'll make the play in shallow center field, and there is one away. So one out. That'll bring up the catcher, Cole Franken. Franken on the year, .538 average. He's got 28 hits, 52 at-bats, 25 RBIs on the season, which is far and away the team lead. And he'll hit a bouncing ball to the left side. That'll get through into left field for a base hit. It'll be an RBI single for Cole Franken, and Donovan West will take an early 1-0 lead here at the top of the first inning. So Blevins scores. Franken picks up his 26th RBI on the season. He'll be at first base with one away for Brock Leatherman. Leatherman, .240 average this season. 12 hits, 50 at-bats, 15 RBIs, and has scored 13 runs, and he takes a first-pitch fastball in for a strike. Fisher has been mainly fastballs here in this first inning to start. Now he misses one of the outside. Throw down to first base. A good pick by the first baseman, Dorsey, to keep the ball from going into right field. Move the count to 1-1 on Leatherman. One thing Leatherman has struggled with this year is strikeouts. He's got 23 strikeouts this year and only 6 walks. And he bats from the right side. Runner going. Throw down to second base. Not in time. Franken will have the stolen base. And right away, Donovan West with a run across and looking for more with now Franken at second base and one away. 2-1 the count on Brock Leatherman. Decent lead out at second for Franken. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. That'll even the count at 2-2 on the Donovan West second baseman. Again, Onega playing pretty deep in the outfield, so any base hit is going to score Franken pretty easily from second. Now pick off a tip, but back safely, sliding feet first is Franken. The inning got started. Leif Blevins reached on an error. That came around to score on that RBI single by Franken. Now 3-2 the count on Brock Leatherman. Decent lead for Franken out at second base. Now the payoff pitch. Fastball run on the inside corner called strike 3. Down goes Leatherman. The first strikeout of the game for Zach Fisher. And there's two away. A big strikeout, though, for Fisher. So now it'll be up to Caleb Britt, the designated hitter for the Mustangs. He'll bat from the right side. Britt out 500 average, 13 hits. He's only got 26 at bats this year. Now another pickoff attempt, but Franken dives back in head first safely. So Britt out, he's only played in 9 games this season, but he's put together decent numbers, 7 RBIs, 5 runs scored, on base percentage of .594. And a line drive, base hit left field. Franken around third base, they're going to try to send him, and there will not be a throw to the plate, and it's 2-0 Jonathan West. So Ridd out comes through with 2 outs with an RBI single, and it is 2-0 Jonathan West here in the top of the first inning. So that will put Ridd out at first base for the pitcher, Reese Florence.
The pitcher number 33, Reese Florence.
Florence, .286 average. Right-handed batter, looks at a curveball in the outside corner for strike one. Lawrence has 12 RBIs on the year, scored 6 runs, and he's walked 12 times. Now fastball misses low, and it's 1-1 on Florence. Right out, not the best of speed at first base, and not much of a stolen base threat at all. He only has 2 of them this season. Now swinging a miss by Florence, and it's quickly 1-2. Jonathan West with 2 runs on 2 hits, taking advantage of 1 error here in this top of the first inning. Fisher looking to get out of it. Here's his 1-2. Swinging a foul off by Florence, that'll get back and out of play. In our second game today will be Morning Mounts Academy against McLeod. That'll follow us probably 20 or 30 minutes after the conclusion of our game. Now Florence is going to ask for time. I'll step out. And then we'll have the semifinals tonight with the 2 winners of our 2 games today. There's a breaking ball, misses low and away, and it's 2-2 on Florence. Red out, a short lead at first. Fisher gets his sign. Comes set, and here's the 2-2. Breaking ball again, misses low and away. And that'll move the count full on Florence. 2-0 Jonathan West here, top of the first inning. Red out will be running with the pitch. And here's the payoff. It's a bouncing ball to the left side, but it will bounce foul. And so that'll keep it at 3-2. Nega continues to play deep in the outfield, really not giving himself much of a chance to throw any type of runner out in this first inning, and that's the reason why Jonathan West is able to take a 2-0 lead on a couple of base hits. And now a called strike 3 on the outside corner, and down goes Florence. So 2 strikeouts in the inning for Zach Fisher, but Jonathan West plates 2 on 2 hits. We'll head to the bottom of inning number 1. It'll be Onega coming to bat. We'll meet come back on KIR 93.7 FM.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
One in four, two A's,
2A is Casey Christian, and 1A is Frank Ricotte, somewhere out that way. I think Washington is actually open.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first inning. Jonathan West leads 2-0 over Onega. Onega will have their first opportunity to come to bat. Leading things off will be the shortstop, Colby Simpkins. Batting second, the pitcher, Zach Fisher. Hitting third is the catcher, Christian Henneberg. Batting cleanup is the right fielder, Jason Abbott. Hitting fifth is the center fielder, Rylan McGinnis. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Josh Martin. Hitting seventh, the second baseman, Hunter Lamon. Batting eighth is the first baseman, Jeremiah Dorsey. And batting ninth is a designated hitter, Cade Schwein. They will be facing Reese Florence of Donovan West. Florence making his eighth appearance this year. 9.96 ERA, giving up 25 runs in 17 and two-thirds innings. And here's Colby Simpkins to lead things off. First pitch is a fastball low and away. Simpkins on the year, 350 average. He's got 21 hits and 60 at-bats. He scored 25 runs from his leadoff spot. He lines the ball to left field and deep, and it's going to go all the way to the wall. Gets over the head of the left fielder, Clevenger. Rounding first is Simpkins. He will round second base and stop there with a leadoff stand-up double. Now the ball is just loose in the left field. Simpkins thought about taking third base, but instead he stays there. But it's a leadoff stand-up double for Simpkins. And for Colby, that is his seventh double of the year.
Pitcher number 20, Zach Fisher.
Well, now here's Zach Fisher, the pitcher today for the Buffaloes. Fisher, a 466 average. He's got 22 RBIs on the year, which leads the team. 27 hits also leads the team. And his 24 runs is second on the team. Field back from the right side against the right-handed throwing Reese Florence. Breaking ball bounces in for ball one. Donovan West shading towards left center field with Spiker out there in center. Huge gap between the center fielder Spiker and the right fielder Wettstein. That was swinging a miss by Fisher, and it's 1-1. Clevenger's in left, Spiker's in center, Wettstein in right. Smith is the third baseman, Blevins at short, Leatherman at second, Johnson at first, and Cole Franken is the battery mate for Reese Florence. Here's the 2-1. Another breaking ball that bounces in, but Franken's able to block in front. That'll move the count to 3-1. Simpkins led off this inning with a double. Now a hitter's count for Zach Fisher. Lawrence, high leg kick, 3-1. Is line in right center field. Nobody's there. It's going to roll deep and all the way near the track. Coming around second and scoring easily is Simpkins. And Fisher will slide into second base with an RBI double. So just like that, it's a 2-1 ball game. Onega now with Fisher at second base and nobody out for the catcher, Christian Henneberg. Talked about that huge gap there was out there in right center field. Fisher did have a chance of getting three, but just played it safe, stayed at second base with nobody out, and now an RBI opportunity for Henneberg. Christian, 312 average, 15 hits and 48 at-bats. The first pitch fastballs in their first strike. 10 RBIs for Henneberg on the season. That is third on the team. As he bats from the right side. Decently, but for Fisher out at second. Now swinging a pop-up. That'll get back and out of play. Again, not much wind here today at Olsen Field. A little bit of wind, but not a ton. Nothing that will affect any ball hit in the outfield. And the 0-2 is a breaking ball. It hits Henneberg right in the helmet. That'll put runners at first and second with nobody out. Donovan West leading 2-1. So now here's the right fielder, Jason Abbott. he'll bat for the first time, 370 average, 17 hits and 46 at-bats. He's got 21 RBIs, which is second on the team. Also has two home runs. So he will dig in from the right side with runners at first and second and nobody out. First pitch fastball paints the outside for a strike. Simpkins led off this inning with a double. Fisher followed with an RBI double. And Hindenburg was just hit by a pitch. There's the 0-1. Breaking ball bounced to the left side, but that'll be foul. And it's now 0-2 on Hindenburg. I know it's early in this game, but this seems like a big spot here for Reese Florence, trying to find a way to limit the damage. The first three batters that have come to the plate have reached. A pair of doubles and a hit by pitch. Now, here's the 0-2 to Abbott. Swings at a ball that was a little bit outside, but he got a piece of it and fouled it back to the screen, so he stays alive at 0-2. Spiker continues to shade left center field out in center for Donovan West. Clevenger playing towards the line out and left. And again, the 0-2. There's a fly ball hit to the right side. That will slice foul and he'll go out of play. Donovan West, two runs, two hits, no errors. Onega, one run, two hits, one error. Runner at second base is Fisher. Hindenburg at first. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. A big strikeout for Reese Florence. That is his first strikeout of the day. And for Florence, that is strikeout number 15 on the season. So now with one away, here's Ryland McGinnis. He will bat from the left side. Just a 214 average of this year. He's got 9 hits and 42 at-bats, 9 RBIs. There goes the runner. Throw down to third base. It is not going to be in time. Sliding in safely is Fisher. He was able to avoid the tag of Smith at third base. Also moving up is Hindenburg. So now runners at second and third. Two RBIs out there for possibility for Ryland McGinnis. And now Spiker is going to shade right center field out there for Donovan West. Here's the 1-0 to McGinnis. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. Two hits in the inning for the Buffaloes. Two doubles to start. An RBI from Zach Fisher. And now Ryland McGinnis is going to square it a bunt, and he pops it up. And it will get down for a foul ball as Franken didn't see it right away. So it's now 1-2 on Ryland McGinnis. Guinness is one of the five guys that has played in every game this year for the Buffaloes. He has also scored 16 runs, but he swings and misses and strikes out here. So another big strikeout for Reese Florence. Now a really big opportunity to get out of this inning and limit the damage, but he's got to face the third baseman, Josh Martin, for the Buffaloes. Martin has 15 RBIs this year, which is actually third on the team, despite having just a 224 average. And he'll swing and pop the first pitch he sees up on the infield, playable for the pitcher, and actually it's going to be the catcher, Franken, who will make the play, and that'll end the inning. So Florence works around and just gives up one at the end of one. It's 2-1, Donovan West, here on FM Care, 93.7 FM.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Seven-8-9 due up for Donovan West to start the second inning of play. Donovan West leading 2-1 over Onega. Mustangs two runs on two hits. Onega one run on two hits. They've committed one error through one inning of play. Hunter Smith will lead things off. Zach Fisher still out there for the Buffaloes. Donovan West plated their two runs in the first inning on an RBI single by Cole Franken, another RBI single by Caleb Ridout. Well, here's the first pitch to the right-handed hitting Hunter Smith. He swings and misses, and it's 0-1.
Third base number 51, Hunter Smith.
Smith on the year, 222 average, 6 hits and 27 at-bats. He's only played in 15 of the games for Donovan West this year. He has walked 8 times. 0-2 the count on Smith. As Onega plays pretty much straight up on the infield and in the outfield. Here's the 0-2. Fastball right down the middle, called strike 3. So down goes Smith. That's the third strikeout for Zach Fisher. All three of his strikeouts have been looking. And now here's the left fielder, Chloe Clevenger. Clevenger, one of the 9 dual athletes on this baseball team for the Mustangs. And she hits a line drive shot back up the middle to go off the pitcher. Fisher's glove to the second baseman is going to catch it, throw to first, and Lehman completes the out for the Buffaloes. So good job by Lehman to stick with it. They went hard off the glove of Fisher, a line drive shot from Clevenger. But quickly two away, and now the right fielder, Jaron Wettstein.
Wettstein,
another right-handed hitter for Donovan West. First pitch breaking ball from Fisher is low in the dirt. .364 average for Wettstein. He's only played in 10 games this year, 4 hits, and only 11 at-bats. Does have 5 RBIs. Now he looks at a fastball down the middle. It is 1-1. There's a swing and a bouncing ball to the left side. It's going to be a tough play for Fisher. Bare hands, throw to first. What a good play by Zach Fisher. So Fisher gets Wettstein at first to end the inning. 3-up, 3 down. We'll head to the bottom of inning number 2. It's 2-1, Donovan West here on KIR 93.7 FM.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years' experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Bottom of the second inning, 2-1 our score. Donovan West leans. Onega coming up to bat for the second time. They will have 7-8-9 due up. Lehman, Dorsey, Schwent. If anybody gets on, it'll go back to the top of the order in Sipkin. So here's Hunter Lehman to lead things off for the Buffaloes. Lehman, 200 average. He's got 8 hits and 40 at-bats, 9 RBIs. He continues to face Reese Florence of Donovan West, who did a good job of working around traffic on the base pass in the first inning to allow just one run. He gave up back-to-back doubles to begin the bottom of the first, including an RBI double from Zach Fisher, but got back-to-back strikeouts and then a pop-up on the infield with runners at second and third. And now here's the 0-2. Swing and a line drive that'll get down for a base hit. The Lehman singles to right to begin the bottom of the second inning for the Buffaloes. And so now it'll bring up Jeremiah Dorsey. Lehman on the year. At first base, does have 6 stolen bags. So he is a threat to run. Got a decent lead, not running, and now a high fly ball into left field and deep, and that is going to get all the way to the wall. Rounding second base is Lehman. He'll go to third. They're going to try to score him. He'll round third. He'll come home without a throw. Actually, they're going to stop. I think the ball went out of play. And so they are going to let Lehman come home to score. And that'll put Dorsey at third base. You know, Donovan West is going to try to say that it should be second and third and the run should not be allowed to score after the ball went out of play. And here comes Jeff Spiker out of the dugout, the head coach of the Mustangs. And our umpires are going to get together and talk about it. Jeff May is our umpire at third base. He's the one that made the call. And they are going to allow the run to score as of right now. The way things sit right now, and they are going to bring Lehman back to third base. So it'll be second and third with nobody out after the double by Dorsey. And so now here's Cade Schwenk with runners at second and third, nobody out, and a 2-1 lead for Donovan West. We have 167 average this year, no RBIs, but a big opportunity here. Digs it from the right side. Lawrence gets the side, brings the opening pitch, and it's a fastball low and away. So with Schwann being a guy that doesn't have a ton of at-bats this year, he's only got 6 of them coming into today. Here's the 1-0. Fastball just misses off the edge, and it's 2-0 on Schwann. This is a guy you have to get if you're Reese Florence, because then after this you flip back to the top of the order with two guys that had 2 ringing doubles to begin this offensive output by the Buffaloes. Out 3-0. Lehman singled, Dorsey doubled. Now 3-0 on Schwann. Here's the pitch from Florence. Fastball high and outside, ball 4. So that is going to load the bases back to the top of the order for Colby Simpkins, who led off the bottom of the first inning with a ringing double to left field. He eventually came around to score on the RBI double from Zach Fisher. Simpkins didn't waste much time. Second pitch he saw, drilled a ball to left. First pitch breaking ball is going to get away from the catcher, Franken. Not coming down from third is Lamont. And head coach Adam Kufall of the Buffaloes defense not very happy with Lim, and he wanted them to try to come down to third and score a run, but instead, nobody out, and bases still remain loaded for Simpkins. Colby only has four RBIs on the year, but he has scored 25 runs from that leadoff spot. A big RBI opportunity here. 2-1 lead for Donovan West, bottom of the second inning. Here's the 1-0 from Florence. Fastball high and inside, 2-0. Clevenger out and left is now shading very much towards the line. Spiker is shading towards left center, and it'll be Franken's going to go out and have a quick chat with his pitcher, Florence. Six straight misses for Florence. He walked Schwinn on four straight pitches. After the single, the double, walked to Schwinn. Now 2-0 the count on Simpkins. Bases loaded, nobody out. Here's the 2-0. Fastball low and away. 3-0 with Zach Fisher on deck, who already has an RBI double today. Lord's trying to battle. He is probably the third or fourth pitcher that Donovan West typically likes to trot out there. The Mustangs trying to save their top two guys for if the Mustangs can advance today. Now a fastball misses high. That's eight straight misses for Florence, and that's going to walk in a run. The layman will come down from third to score, and that'll tie us up at two. And here comes Jeff Spiker out of the Donovan West dugout. It might be Trent Spiker time here for the Mustangs. Coach Spiker looks out at his center fielder. Right now he has not made a signal to make a switch quite yet. The bases are loaded. One run has just been walked in. Still nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. Lawrence danced around a lot of trouble in the first inning, but so far here in the second, he has not been able to find the strike zone. He's missed on eight consecutive. And so it will not be a switch for the Mustangs. It'll just be a mound visit charge to Spiker. And so it'll be bases loaded, nobody out. For the pitcher, Zach Fisher. And what a way, an opportunity for Fisher to help his own cause here with the bases juice. He lined the ball to right center field and doubled in Simpkins in the first inning. And now a big RBI opportunity here. Fisher has 22 RBIs, which is the team lead, now 23 after that RBI in the first inning. First pitch from Florence is a fastball low for ball one. Big opportunity here for the Buffaloes. The game tied at two in the bottom of the second inning. Donovan West led 2-0 after the top of the first. Onega got one in the bottom half and so far one here in the second. And now a swing and a foul off by Fisher. And that breaks the streak of nine consecutive misses from Florence. The Buffaloes, two runs on four hits. Three of those hits have been extra base hits. So here's Fisher from the right side with a 1-1 count against him, and here's the pitch from Florence. Fastball paints the outside edge. It's now 1-2 on Fisher. Big pitch coming up here for Reese Florence. Dorsey at third, Schwant at second, and Simpkins at first. Swing and a miss. Down goes Fisher. There's the strikeout that Florence needed. That is his third strikeout on the day, and now one away for the catcher, Christian Henneberg. First pitch, fastball to Henneberg. Catches the inside corner at the knees for a strike. Henneberg was hit by a pitch his first at bat, a curveball that Lawrence lost control of, hit Henneberg in the top of the helmet. But a big spot here. Bases loaded, one out. One run across for the Buffaloes. Henneberg swings at a pitch that was up by his eyes, and he fouls it back to the screen. Lawrence can find a way to get out of this inning by giving up one, maybe only two. He would definitely take it. Got the big strikeout of Fisher, and now an 0-2 count on Christian Henneberg. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball, line drive, base hit, left field. One run is in. Coming around third, and scoring is Dorsey. And Schwent comes in to score. It is now a 4-2 lead on the RBI, two RBI single from Christian Henneberg. So Dorsey and Schwent each come around to score. Three runs across the inning, and that's going to be it for Florence. So that'll end his day. And it'll be Leif Blevins who will come in to pitch. We'll have the pitching change. We'll get all the changes after we take a quick timeout. 4-2 lead for Onega. When we come back on Cure 93.7 FM.
Hot or cold, no matter what the temperature outside, the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison is your source for fan food, not fast food. Check out their chill menu with blizzards, shakes, sundaes, cones, and so much more. Or stop by for their $5 lunch and choose between a 3-piece chicken strip or deluxe cheeseburger with side, drink, and sundae, just $5 plus tax. And don't forget to sign up for the DQ Fan Club for special offers, monthly emails, and much more. Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. It's fan food, not fast food.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on a daily basis to keep your operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Kyle at Union State Bank of Atchison, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all seven of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Pitching change for Donovan West. Leif Blevins now out there on the mound for the Mustangs. Blevins making his ninth appearance on the year. He has thrown 21 and two-thirds innings, which is second on the team. 20 strikeouts compared to 31 walks, a 10.33 earned run average. So still the number one pitcher for Donovan West. Not throwing. Trent Spiker is the ace of the staff. A 1.50 ERA. It's going to be Blevins who will be called upon to try to limit the damage. But Onega has already played at 3 in this inning, and now the Buffaloes lead 4-2. And they have runners at 2nd and 3rd with only one away. It'll be Jason Abbott who will dig in. Abbott struck out his first time up against Reese Florence. 38 pitches officially for Florence, and he is responsible for the runners at 2nd and 3rd. Buffaloes with 4 runs on 5 hits. They've committed 1 error. Donovan West, 2 runs, 2 hits. They have not committed an error today. Well, here's Amitz. It'll be the first batter that Leif Blevins will face. With Colby Simpkins at 3rd base. And Christian Henneberg out at 2nd. First pitch to Abbott is a fastball that paints the outside corner at the knees for strike 1. Abbott does have 21 RBIs on the year, which is 2nd on the team. And the 0-1. Fastball high. Abbott's going to step out and gets his sign from his head coach, Adam Kufall, down at third base. Now he digs back in. 1-1 the count, one out. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. Fastball just misses off the edge, and now 2-1 the count on Abbott. Blevins again has allowed 32 runs in 21 and a two-thirds innings this year. And he misses with a fastball outside, and it's now 3-1 on Abbott. So hitters count here for Abbott in his cleanup spot. Looking to try to break this game open for the Buffaloes here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the 3-1. Fastball inside that just got away from Franken, not enough to let Simpkins come down and try to score, but it's a walk to Abbott. And now that'll load the bases for Rylan McGinnis, who also struck out in his first at-bat. And that was against Florence. This is the eighth batter to come to the plate for the Buffaloes in this inning. McGinnis, 9 RBIs on the year, a big opportunity here. Again, a left-handed hitter. Closed off, stamped in that left-handed batter's box. First pitch fastball from Blevins is in there for a strike. Simpkins at third, he walked. Henneberg at second, he had the 2 RBI single. On the walk just a minute ago to Abbott. The 0-1 fastball misses high and outside. Clevenger out in left now is coming off the line. She's playing pretty much straight up out in left. Spiker, though, in center is shading that right center field gap. And the 1-1. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-2 on Rylan McGinnis. So Blevin's still a chance to try to limit the damage here in the second inning. Got to make a big pitch here with 2 strikes against Rylan McGinnis. Here's the 1-2. McGinnis gets a piece of it, fouls it off. Simpkins claps his hands down at third base, and now another foul off. McGinnis, this one will get out of play. The guy remains at 1-2. This will be pitch number 6 of the at-bat coming up to McGinnis. Three hits in this inning. Also 3 walks for the Buffaloes, and now 2-2 the count. Bottom of the second inning, 4-2 lead for the Buffaloes, looking for more. Here's the 2-2 to McGinnis. Breaking ball, called strike 3 on the outside corner. Big strikeout for Leif Blevins. That's his first. And more importantly, that is out number 2. And here's the ninth batter that comes to the plate in this inning. Here's Josh Martin. Big spot here. Martin, 15 RBIs on the year, which is third on the team. His biggest spot of the season. Now the ball is going to get away from the catcher. Franken coming down as Simpkins. He will score. So Simpkins scores the 4th run of the inning for the Buffaloes. And it's now 5-2. Onega leads here in the bottom of the second and still runners at second and third. And a 1-0 count on Josh Martin. So Henneberg also moved up to third. Amos to second on that wild pitch. Now fastball misses high and away. Here's the 2-0 now to Martin. Fastball paints the top of the zone for a strike. Third baseman Smith is playing way in. He's just a couple of steps off what would be the grass. Here's a bouncing ball into the second baseman, Leatherman. He'll pick it up, throw to first in plenty of time, and that'll end the inning. So Onega strands two, but not before they play four runs. And after two complete, it is now 5-2. The Buffaloes lead. Third inning when we come back here on Cure 93.7 FM.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust. It is 2:30 on your Monday afternoon. We'll set it back to Johnny Kane as coverage continues of high school regional baseball, Donovan West versus Onega. We'll send it back to Johnny here in just a few moments. But first, a look at your closing grain prices for Monday, May 17th. At the Atchison Elevators, hard red wheat, $6.27, yellow corn, $6.82 to $6.92, and soybeans, $15.92 to $15.97. And at the St. Joseph Elevators on Monday, May 17th, yellow corn, $6.84, and soybeans, $15.87 to $15.92.
Start of the third inning, 5-2 lead for Onega over Donovan West. Mustangs will have the top of the order coming up. Blevins, Spiker, Franken. If anybody can get on, it'll be Leatherman. Onega plates four runs in the bottom of the second inning, had a chance for more. They stranded two runners at second and third to end the inning. Still a big inning for the Buffaloes. They lead by three with Leif Blevins to lead things off for Donovan West. Levins reached on there and scored a run in the first inning. The first pitch from Zach Fisher is a fastball high. There's a line drive shot to the left side. That will get out of play. It's kind of a different philosophy for these two teams as far as pitching staffs go. Fisher is second on the team in innings. He is second on the team in strikeouts. So he's one of the top two for the Buffaloes. Meanwhile, Donovan West went with probably their third or fourth best pitcher. And so far it's paid off for the Buffaloes. And now a big swing and a miss by Blake Blevins. Down he goes. That's strikeout number four for Zach Fisher, and one away. So here's Trent Spiker. He popped out to shortstop his first time up. The first pitch from Fisher is a fastball, and then he's on the outside for a strike. Mustangs with two hits so far today. They've scored their two runs. Now a high fly ball to left field and deep at the track, and that is up against the fence. One hops to the fence. It'll be a stand-up double for Spiker, and he's at second base with one away. Off that ball initially off the bat, had a chance of getting out of here, but again, playing here at Bennington College, big field. It stays in the yard, and for Spiker, that is double number seven on the year. So now here's Cole Franken. He had an RBI single back in the first inning. He also came around to score. The first pitch from Fisher is a fastball on the outside edge for a strike. Bouncing ball to the left side. The third baseman, Martin's got it. His throw to first is in time. Going from second to third is Spiker. More importantly for the Buffaloes, there's two away. 5-3 on the put out. Now two outs for Brock Leatherman with a runner at third base. Big opportunity here for Leatherman to try to get one of those runs back. The Mustangs right now trail by three. Leatherman struck out looking back in the first inning against Fisher, and he swings a ball that was way out of the zone in the left-handed batter's box, and it's 0-1. Leatherman stands on the inside line of the right-handed batter's box, nearly right on top of the plate. Now fastball misses outside. It's 1-1. Now swing and a ball to the right side down the line, and that is going to be down for a hit. Rounding first base is Leatherman. He's going to try for two. Bobbling out and right is Abbott, but it's going to be an RBI double for Brock Leatherman. And Donovan West gets one of those runs back. It's now 5-3. Spiker comes down to score. That's RBI. Number 16 for Brock Leatherman. Now Caleb Ridout will bat with Leatherman out at second base. Ridout had an RBI single back in the first inning. Another RBI opportunity here with the Mustangs now down by just two. Two outs here in the top of the third, 5-3 our score. Breaking ball in for a strike, 1-1 the count on Ridout. Still have two more games to go today. Morimoto Academy will play McLeod after this one. And then we'll have the winner of these two games after that. Swinging a foul off by Ridout, 1-2 to count. Leatherman out at second. Decent size lead. Now Ridout's going to call for time and step out. Seen quite a bit of that today. I thought there a couple years ago they were trying to make that an emphasis of moving the game along a little bit, not letting guys take time. Now 2-2 the count on Ridout. Another decent lead for Leatherman out at second. Here's the 2-2. Fastball misses high. Now the count's full with Reese Florence on deck. Two outs. Runner at second. Here's the 3-2. Line drive the right side, but that is going to get out of play. Count will remain at 3-2. Now they're going to try to throw some of the baseballs back into play that it have not been brought back. Well, now two outs, still 3-2 on Ridout. Other minute second, he doubled in a run. Here's the payoff. Breaking ball popped to the right side. Is it going to stay in play? It's going to be near the wall, and it will hit the top of the first base dugout and go out of play. Ridout stays alive. This will be pitch number 8 of the at-bat coming up. Five-three, Onega leads, two outs, runner at second base. Fisher comes set again, here's the payoff. Fastball, high and outside, ball four. Really good plate appearance by Caleb Ridout. He earns the walk. And that'll put runners at first and second for Reese Florence. Florence struck out looking in the first inning against Fisher. He bats with two outs and runners at first and second. Runners going. Throw down to third in plenty of time. And tagged out easily is Brock Leatherman. A good throw by Colby Simpkins. The final in the inning. Jonathan West, though, points one. We'll go to the bottom of the third inning. Onega leads 5-3 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Bottom of the third inning, 5-3 our score. Onega leads Jonathan West. Cole Franken, Lake Blevins still out there on the mound for the Mustangs. Onega with 7-8-9 coming up. Lamon, Dorsey, and Schwenk. It'll be Hunter Lamon to lead things off. Buffalo's plated one run in the first inning. They've scored four in the second. They've scored five runs on five hits. First pitch from Blevins is a fastball high for ball one. Lehman singled and scored in the second inning. Part of that four-run second. The Buffaloes took advantage of three hits and three walks. Fastball paints the outside edge. 1-1 to count on Lehman. In that fourth inning, the first four batters reached for the Buffaloes. Now swinging a foul off by Lehman, and it's 1-2. Big blow was the two RBI single by Christian Henneberg. And a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Lamon. That is strikeout number two for Leif Blevins. And one away. Now Jeremiah Dorsey will bat. He doubled and scored a run in that second inning as well. There's a fastball that right down the middle for a strike. Now the 0-1, fastball that bounces in. Blevins came on in relief of Reese Florence in the second, got the final two outs. And now fastball misses low and away, and it's 2-1. Blevins needed 16 pitches. Now, fastball just misses off the plate, and it's 3-1. Nearly 45 minutes have elapsed since this game got underway as we're in the bottom of the third inning. Originally supposed to be played over at Morehouse Academy, but their field was not quite ready, so they moved him over here to Benedictine College. Now a swing and a miss, and has another strikeout for Leif Blevins, his second straight here of the inning. Third overall, and there's two away. the bottom side of this bracket. Valley Falls was scheduled to host today. And they originally weren't going to be able to play. Then they brought in a helicopter to dry off the field. They're going to start at 4 o'clock with Riverside and ACCHS. Then following that will be Valley Falls Troy. Those two winners will then play after that with the championship game of this 2-1A regional tomorrow. Obviously still a long ways to go to get to that point. And would not surprise me if Mother Nature has a hand in that as well. Here's the 0-1 to Schwing. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Blevins a chance to strike out the side now. With two strikes on Schwing. And here's the pitch. Breaking ball, it's swung on a miss by Schwamp, but it's going to go back to the screen. Franken fields it, throws the first, completes the strikeout. Great play by the catcher, Franken, and that'll end the inning. So Levin strikes out the side, and we'll head to the bottom of inning number three. Excuse me, the start of the fourth inning. It'll be 5-3 when we come back here on FM here, the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Start of the fourth inning. Donovan West coming to bat, trailing 5-3. Johnny came back with you, Neil Weiland taking care of us back at the studios. Mustangs played 2 runs in the first inning, got 1 run back in the third. The 3-4 wants to lead things off. He'll swing at the first pitch, pop it up on the end. It's going to fade foul and out of play. Lawrence was up to bat with runners at first and second when the third inning ended with Brock Leatherman being thrown out at third base. Max Fisher's still out there. Now another foul off. It'll again go over the first base dugout and out of play. Zach Fisher still out there for the Buffaloes. So far, he has given up 3 runs on 4 hits. He has struck out 4. And here's the 0-2. Bouncing ball it back up the middle. That'll get into center field for a base hit. So Florence is on with the leadoff single, and now here's the third baseman, Hunter Smith. Smith was a strikeout victim in the second inning. Mentioned those four strikeouts for Fisher. He is through 51 pitches coming into this inning. And pours a strike down the middle to Smith. Lawrence not a big lead at first. Now 0-2 on Smith. Smith looked at a strike 3 on a pitch that was right down the middle of his first at bat. And so far he's looked at 2 strikes here in at bat number 2. Now the 0-2 from Fisher. Fastball, called strike 3 on the outside corner. So now goes Smith for the second time. And a big first out for Zach Fisher. And now here's Chloe Clevenger.
Let's go number 3, Chloe Clevenger.
Clemenger hit one of the hardest hit balls we've seen today, and her first at bat hit it right back up the middle that Fisher got a glove on, deflected the second baseman Lehman, who was able to throw Clemenger out. And now first pitch breaking ball bends in beautifully for strike one. Now a fastball is spiked to the backstop. Now a throw down to second, and Florence didn't get a good jump on it. But he's able to take second base on the wild pitch. The throw down from Hindenburg was not in time. Actually, Onega has made a switch. Simpkins is now the catcher. I think that's Hindenburg that's out at shortstop. Fastball misses high and outside to Clevenger. Now breaking ball, bends in for a strike, and it's 2-2. That's twice the curveball from Fisher has had Clevenger bending out of the way, and it's bent back in for a strike. Imagine Fisher goes to it here on 2-2. Instead, it's a fastball. It's popped up on the infield right to the shortstop, Hindenburg, who will make the catch, and there's two away. Two outs, and here's Jaron Wettstein. Wettstein grounded back to the pitcher. His first at bat on a really good play by Fisher. It was a bouncing ball to the left side. Now a pickoff attempt at second, but Florence dives back in safely. Again, we're in the fourth inning. 5-3, Onega leads. Winner of this game advances to take on the winner of Moramount Academy, McLeod, later on tonight. There's a fastball poured in for a strike to Wettstein. And now the 0-1 from Fisher. Fastball popped up. That's going to get back and out of play. It's 0-2 on Jaron Wettstein. Two outs in the fourth inning. Here's the 0-2. Curveball misses high and inside. And the 1-2. Another curveball. This one's bounced in, but Simpkins is able to throw his body in front and block it. And again, the 2-2. Fastball called strike three on the outside corner. Two strikeouts in the inning for Zach Fisher. And we'll go to the bottom of inning number four. It's 5-3, the Buffaloes lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care. When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 5-3 our score. The Buffaloes lead Donovan West. Onega will have the top of the order coming up. Lace Blevins still out there on the mound for Donovan West. He struck out the side in the third inning, only needed 13 pitches to do that. It'll be Colby Simpkins who will lead things off. Simpkins will back from the right side. He digs in for the third time. He has doubled, walked, scored two runs today. The first time that Simpkins will face Blevins. First pitch from the righty is a breaking ball that misses low and inside for ball one. Spike around center, shading way towards left center field. And now fastball paints the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. There is a huge gap out in right center field. If Simpkins can find it, he can run forever. Now a fastball just misses off the edge. It's 2-1 on Simpkins. And here's a 2-1 from Blevins. Fastball outside, 3-1 with Fisher on deck. The top four hitters have done most of the damage for the Buffaloes today. Now a fastball in to make it a full count on Simpkins. First four batters have three of the five hits for the Buffaloes. Went in at two walks and a hit by a pitch in those first four batters. And here's a line drive shot to right field for a base hit. So Simpkins is 2-for-2. He's on with a leadoff single, and now here's Zach Fisher. Fisher 1-for-2 today. He doubled in a run in the first inning. He struck out in the second.
The pitcher number 20, Zach Fisher.
Buffalo's now with five runs on six hits. Now we'll have a quick stoppage as I think Simpkins at first was putting on that protective mitt that he wears on his left hand. First pitch to Fisher, the fastball high that Franken has to jump up and retrieve before it goes to the backstop. Simpkins and Fisher started this game with a pair of doubles to give the Buffaloes a quick lead. Now Simpkins off and running, throw down to second, not in time. The ball going to go into right center field. Simpkins going to try to take third. He's going to be able to take that easily. He'll dive in head first safely. And he'll be at third base with nobody out as Onega looks to take a three-run lead back. It'll be a stolen bag and then an error on the catcher that allow Simpkins to take third base. An RBI opportunity again here for Fisher. Onega is going to play about halfway on the infield. A big swing and a miss by Fisher. It's 1-1. Second baseman Leatherman, he's playing pretty much straight up. Two strikes now on Fisher. Here's the pitch. He lines the ball to the right side, but that's going to get foul and out of play. Two strikes on Fisher. Simpkins at third. He singled, stole second, and reached third on the air. Now the 1-2 is a fastball low and away. A big spot here. Nega had a 5-2 lead in the third inning. Dawson West got one run back. And now Fisher looking to make it back to a three-run lead as he slides the ball to the left side. Nearly took out his head coach, Adam Kupol, who was at the third base coach's box, but to get out of the way, and now it's still 2-2. Simpkins at third. Count still 2-2 on Fisher. Blevin gets the sign. Comes set at the belt. Here's the 2-2. Fastball bounces in. Going to get away from the catcher, Franken. Here comes Simpkins. He'll dive in head first, and he'll score easily. So the Buffaloes get a run back, and their lead is back up to 3. It's now 6-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Simpkins scores for the third time from that leadoff spot. And for Simpkins, that is his now 28th run he has scored this year, which is falling away the team lead. And the payoff. Line drive, shot in the left center field. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Fisher around first. He'll go to second base. He's going to try for 3. It's bobbled in the outfield. They're going to send Fisher to third. He'll slide in safely. It's a triple for Zach Fisher. Onega now with a 6-3 advantage. As a runner 90 feet away, with still nobody out. The second hit of the day for Zach Fisher. He now has a double and a triple on the day. He's 2-3. And here's an RBI opportunity for Christian Henneberg, who's had a good day. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning and singled in 2 runs in the second. First pitch from Blevins is a fastball that paints the outside corner at the knees. Onega has scored runs in the first, second. Now, so far, just 1 run here in the fourth, but looking for more. 0-1 is fouled back to the screen. It's 0-2 on Henneberg. Fisher at third, and here's the 0-2. Breaking ball, it's popped back and out of play. Again, we're in the bottom of the fourth inning, 6-3 our score. Onega has taken back a 3-run lead. And again, the 0-2. Another foul off by Henneberg. This will be pitch number 5 of the at-bat coming up.
My boss can warm up throwing-wise in the right field on the top.
And now fastball misses outside.
Yeah, but he just walk up and then go in the gate. I would say either have our guys go up on the...
Here's the 1-2. Bouncing ball to the right side. This will get in a run. Probably by the second baseman Leatherman, but he'll throw to first to complete the out. It's an RBI ground out for Christian Henneberg. He now has 3 RBIs on the day as Fisher comes in to score the 7th run of the day for Onega. And it's now 7-3, the Buffaloes lead with 1 out and the bases empty in this 4th inning.
Right fielder number 16, Jason
Abbott. So now here's Abbott batting for the 3rd time. He has struck out and walk today. Now they're trying to get some of the baseballs put back into play. So the umpire has several of them back, so we're ready to go. So Abbott's bats with 1 away, bottom of the 4th, 7-3, and Onega now leads. First pitch fastball misses outside. Simpkins led off this inning with a single. He came around to score on the wild pitch. Fisher then tripled. He came in to score on the RBI ground out by Christian Henneberg. 2-0 the count on Abbott's. Blake Blevin's still out there on the mound for Donovan West. He spikes a fastball in, and it's now 3-0. got to imagine that we're going to have to see Trent Spiker here before long for the Mustangs. Kind of a last-ditch effort at this point, now down 7-3. 3-0. Spiked in the dirt. That'll get away from Franken. It'll be a four-pitch walk to Jason Abbott. And here comes Jeff Spiker out of the third base dugout. Reese Florence started off this game. He went an inning and a third. Blevins came on in relief at the final two outs of the second inning, then struck out the side in the third. But he struggled with the top of the order here in the fourth, giving up two hits and now a walk. We're going to leave Blevins in there, so Spiker will head back to the dugout. And it will be Rylan McGinnis who will bat. He has struck out twice today. Once swinging, once looking. And he bats here with one away. Maybe a bunt opportunity here for McGinnis. So Abbott's at first. First pitch to McGinnis is a fastball high and outside. One out. Here's the 1-0. High and outside. Now six straight misses for Blevins. This is kind of the same point that Florence reached in that second inning. He missed on it nine consecutive before he was finally pulled. And here's the 2-0 to McGinnis. Last ball in the outside corner at the belt for a strike. As I mentioned earlier, this top four of this Onega lineup has been lights out today. Now swing and a miss by McGinnis, and it's 2-2. Top four hitters for the Buffaloes have scored four of the seven runs. And they have five of the seven hits. Here's the 2-2. Last ball just misses off the edge, and that'll move the count full. Top four is also credited with six RBIs today. Here's a fastball that paints the inside corner for a called strike three. That's a big strikeout for Blevins. And that is the second out of the inning. So now it'll be up to Josh Martin to continue the inning. Martin popped out to the catcher his first time up. First pitch to Martin, a fastball, just misses high and outside. Abbott's the runner at first, now a huge lead, not running. Pitch to Martin is low and away. Two hits for Buffalo's in this inning. Now the 2-0 is spiked in. Franken is able to block and keep it in front of him. It's now 3-0 on Martin. Here's a 3-0. Fastball, low and away, ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Martin, and the inning will continue for Hunter Lamond. And that's going to be it for Leif Blevins. Pitching change coming for Donovan West. We'll get the changes when we come back. 7-3, Onega leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg. to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Pitching change for Donovan West. Trent Spiker now in there on the mound. Mentioned he's the ace of the staff for the Mustangs. A 1.50 earned run average. 32 and two-thirds innings for Spiker. 76 strikeouts compared to just 19 walks in those 32 and two-thirds innings. It's one of those things where you question a little bit the decision. It's hindsight 2020, obviously. But sometimes it's better off to just throw your best guy early to guarantee that you at least make it to the next game. But instead, here's Spiker with two outs and a 7-3 deficit for the Mustangs. Hunter Lehman is the batter. He hits with Abbott at second and Martin at first with two away. He has singled, scored a run, struck out. And the other one from Spiker is fouling off to the right side and out of play. Onega has plated two runs in this inning. He got started on a single by Colby Simpkins and an RBI. Simpkins came in to score a wild pitch. Fisher then tripled. RBI ground out by Christian Henneberg, and that's the two runs so far. And now hit by a pitch is Lamont. So that's going to load the bases with two outs for Jeremiah Dorsey. Dorsey has one hit and scored a run today.
Jeremiah Dorsey.
The seventh batter that Spiker has hit this year as well. The base is loaded, two outs, 7-3. Onega leads, looking to break this game open in this bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch from Spiker, the fastball low and away. This is the eighth batter to come to the plate for the Buffaloes in this inning, which started at the top of the order. And a 1-0, a late swing by Dorsey. Comes up empty. It's 1-1. Martin is the runner out at second base. He's getting a huge secondary lead, so any ball into the outfield should easily score two runs. Spiker looking to get out of it. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Now Spiker one strike away from getting out. And limiting the damage to just two here in this inning. Spiker gets the sign, comes set, waits, and brings the 1-2. Fastball a little bit high. 2-2. Spiker comes set, and he brings the pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Dorsey, and that will end the inning. But not before Onega plates two runs, and we'll head to the fifth inning of play. The Buffaloes now lead 7-3 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com. Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn at Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Start of the fifth inning, 7-3 our score. Donovan West trails by four. We're going to try to get back into this game. They led 2-0 after the top of the first inning, but since then, after a one run in the first, four in the second by Onega, the Buffaloes have led since then. Leif Blevins will lead things off for Donovan West. He reached on an air, scored a run in the first inning, and then struck out in the third. Zach Fisher still on the mound for the Buffaloes. He's been great so far. He has worked through some traffic on the base paths, and he's given up three runs through four innings, only five hits. He has struck out five. Here's a bouncing ball up the middle. The shortstop, Hindenburg's got it. They'll throw. It is not going to be in time. It'll be off the bag. It was kind of bobbled by Hindenburg at the start, so you could probably give him an error. And Blevins runs pretty well. I would say that got to be an error on the shortstop, Hindenburg. So that'll put Blevins on to lead off the fifth inning, and here's the pitcher, Spiker. Spiker popped up in the first, but he doubled and scored a run in the third. First pitch from Fisher, the fastball in the outside corner at the knees for a strike. This right here, the top of the order, is where Donovan West has to do a little bit of damage, try to chip into this one. Back safely is Blevins on a pickoff attempt by Fisher. Now the 0-1 to Spiker, a little bit low. Spiker just came on in relief on the mound in the bottom half of the fourth inning. And now he bats with Blevins at first base to lead off the fifth. Fastball low and away. His last at bat, Spiker hit a ringing double in the left center field gap. And because of that, McGinnis in center is way over in the left center field hole. Now a line drive shot is right at the center field of McGinnis. They had it played perfectly. McGinnis makes the catch for the first out of the inning. But McGinnis didn't have to take but maybe a step. The Buffaloes with perfect placement get the first out. So another hard hit ball by Spiker, but nothing to show for it there. Now a runner at first, one away for Cole Franken.
Number 22, Cole Franken.
Franken is 1-for-2. He has an RBI single. He also scored a run in the first inning and grounded out in the third. First pitch from Fisher, the fastball in the outside corner for a strike. Runner going is a bouncing ball to third. It's going to get through. in the left field. That'll be an error on the third baseman, Martin, but it also is going to allow Blevins to take third base. Now trying for second is Franken, and he slides in safely. Great piece of base running by Cole Franken. And that'll be an error on the third baseman, Martin. So Blevins takes third. Franken moves up. And all of a sudden, the Mustangs with something going here in the fifth inning. So now two runners in scoring position to pick it back for Brock Leatherman. He already has an RBI double today. The first pitch from Fisher, the fastball low and away. Here's the 1-0. Fastball low and outside. Big spot here. Mustang second baseman. Now the 2-0. Big swing and a miss. Leatherman peeled off that one on that swing, and it's 2-1. Levin's at third, Franken at second. Both guys reached on errors here in this inning. Now 2-1, a bouncing ball to the left side. It's going to be a really tough play, and nobody is going to have a throw anywhere. It'll be an infield single, a run scores, and it's now 7-4. I was just hitting a no man's land. The pitcher Fisher tried to get over and make it, and the third baseman Martin charged, but it just bounced underneath his glove. He had really no chance at that one. So it's an infield single. They'll put runners now at first and third and a run in for Caleb Ridout, who already has an RBI single today and has been on base both times. Now throw it to first. Back safely is Leatherman. Well, imagine that Leatherman will be in motion here before long, trying to get something going here for the Mustangs. Again, who was trailed by three in the bottom of the fifth inning. Fastball low and outside. It's going to be top of the fifth inning, but a fastball misses low and away, and it's 1-0 on Caleb Ridout. Ridout singled in a run in the first inning and walked in the third. Leatherman not running. 1-0 is a fastball to paint the outside. 1-1 to count. Leatherman claps his hands at first base. Gets his lead. Throw over. He dives back in safely. Another decent lead for Leatherman at first base. Franken is at third. One run across. Now a pickoff attempt to third, but diving back safely is Franken. Now coming set is Fisher, and a high fly ball in the shallow center field. It's going to be a really tough play, but giving chase and making the catch is McGinnis. Tagging is Franken. The throw to the plate is offline and cut off by the pitcher Fisher. It's a sacrifice fly and an RBI for Caleb Ridout. And it's now a two-run game. Back to a two-run lead for Onega. It's 7-5. So Ridout did what he needed to do to get the run home.
Number 33, Reese Florence.
And now here's Reese Florence with a runner at first base and two away. And now an appeal to third base. They were making sure that Franken did not leave early. Umpiring crew says, nope, he's good. So now Leatherman gets his lead off of first. And Reese Florence digs back in. Not running. First pitch fastball on the outside edge for a strike. Again, we're at Benedictine College here at Olsen Stadium. Benedictine College gracious enough to let these high school teams come play these games here today after Morehead Academy still was not quite ready to play at 2 o'clock. Fastball poured in for a strike. It's 0-2 on Florence. But there is talk right now, initially, that the third game today could possibly be moved over to Moriarty Academy's field due to Benedictine not having lights here on this turf field. They think they can get it ready to go by then. But we'll keep you posted. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball, low and away. 1-2 the count on Florence. What would happen? The Ravens would play McLeod in our second game. Then after that, we'd pick everything up and move over to Moriarty Academy's home field. Breaking ball in there. Call strike three. Down goes Florence, and that'll end the inning. But not before the Mustangs plate two. Well, at the bottom of the fifth, it's 7-5. The Buffaloes lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 7-5 our score. Nega coming to bat after Donovan West plates two runs on the top of the fifth to make it a two-run game. And the Buffaloes will have the bottom of the order, Kate Schwint, followed by the top of the order, and Simpkins and Fisher. Top of the order is where the Buffaloes have done most of their damage today. We've talked about it a couple of times. So Schwint will lead things off against Trent Spiker, who pours a fastball low and inside for ball one. Spiker came on in relief, got the final out of the fourth inning. Now a swing and a ground ball hit foul to the left side by Schwant. It's 1-1. Buffaloes, seven runs on seven hits. They've committed three errors. Donovan West, five runs, six hits, one error. One-one, curveball, right down the middle for a strike, and it's 1-2 on Schwant. Now 1-2, curveball popped up. It's going to be just over the first base dugout and out of play. Mentioned Spiker did not start this game. He started on center. Reese Florence started. Then it was Lake Blevins. Just by sure need to, here's Spiker, who's the best pitcher for the Mustangs this year. And it's 2-2 now on Schwant. Spiker's numbers are just staggering on the mound this year. As mentioned earlier, 76 strikeouts compared to just 19 walks. Now a curveball left high, and it's 3-2. This is a guy you have to get if you are a Trent Spiker. Schwann has walked and struck out today. He's also scored a run. And here's the payoff. Fastball misses high and outside, ball four. So the leadoff man is on. A leadoff walk to the nine hitter. And out of the top of the order, here's Colby Simpkins, who's had the best day of anybody out on this field. He is 2-for-2. He has scored three runs, a single, a double, and a walk. And Simpkins sends the ball into center field, playable for the center fielder, Blevins, who's out there now. He'll make the catch, and there's one away. So another hard hit ball by Simpkins. This time nothing to show for it. One out, and here's Zach Fisher. Fisher has had an impressive day as well. He has a double, a triple, a run scored, and three RBIs today. This will be his first time facing Trent Spiker. Short lead out at first for Schwant. Spiker comes set. Pitch gets in on the fist of Fisher, and he fouls it back and out of play. And we're in the bottom of the fifth inning, 7-5 our score. Onega plated one run in the first, four in the second, two in the fourth. Donovan West, two in the first, one in the third, and two in the fifth. And the 0-1. Breaking ball, it bounces in. Franken, a really good job of backhanding that baseball and stopping it from going back to the screen. Now a quick pickoff attempt. Back easily is Schwant. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. This game has really seemed to drug on. We're over 2 hours now into this game. We're only in the bottom of the fifth. Warriors Academy will take on McLeod after this. And the winners will play each other after that. Here's another ball in on the hands of Fisher. This time he got the bat head out and pulled it foul. It's 1-2. One and two the count on Fisher. Schwant at first base and one away. There's a much bigger lead now for Schwant at first. Pickoff attempt, and the ball's going to get away from the first baseman, Johnson, and it's going to allow Schwant to take second base. That'll be an error on the pitcher, Trent Spiker, and the second error of the game on Donovan West. So now an RBI opportunity for Zach Fisher. He's already got three of them today. This would be a big one here. Here's the 1-2. Fastball, called strike three on the outside corner. Down goes Fisher, and that is the second strikeout for Spiker, and a big second out. And now it'll be up to Christian Henneberg. He was hit by a pitch in the first, singled in two runs in the second, and had an RBI ground out in the fourth. So he's got three RBIs today. So Fisher and Henneberg each with three RBIs. First pitch, fastball, and misses a little bit low and outside. One another count on Henneberg. Schwant out at second. He walked to lead off this inning. Now a fastball poured in for a strike. It's 1-1. Schwant a decent sized lead out at second. Spiker comes set. Takes a look back, and here's the 1-1. Curveball bounced right back to Spiker. We'll underhand it to first base, and that'll end the inning. So Onega strands one. We've played five complete. One of the sixth inning, 7-5. Onega leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Start of the sixth inning of play, 7-5 our score. Donovan West trails by two. The Mustangs will have 7-8-9 coming up. Florence Smith, they'll have 7-8-9, Smith, Clevenger, Wettstein. If anybody can get on, we'll go back to the top of the order. Zach Fisher still out there on the mound for the Buffaloes. He has thrown 86 pitches today. And so his day is starting to wind down. This will likely be his final inning, I would imagine, unless he gets it quickly. And so here's Hunter Smith to lead things off for the Mustangs. Smith has struck. Actually, now we have a pinch hitter. We'll have J.D.
Number 8, Fletcher.
It's going to be Fletcher Penny who will bat now. Penny, 273 average. He's played in 10 games this year. He's got 6 hits and 22 at-bats. First pitch from Fisher is in for a strike. In the 0-1. Last ball just a little bit low and outside. The Buffalo dugout barking at the home plate umpire a little bit. They didn't like the call they got the last half inning. They thought that was a pretty similar pitch. And now a fastball misses low, and it's 2-1. And now Fisher, even the pitcher, is having a little word with the home plate umpire who says, all right, I hear you, but you're having a good game. Let it go. Now the 2-1. Curveball misses high, and it's 3-1. Hitters count for Penny. And the 3-1. Last ball swung through and missed, and it's now full. Got to feel like here, if you're Zach Fisher, these are the guys you've got to get here for Donovan West. Fastball right down the middle, called strike 3. That is strikeout number 8 on the day for Zach Fisher. And one away for Chloe Clevenger. Clevenger has put the ball in play twice. She hit a ball hard at her first at bat, resulted in a ground out, and then popped up in the fourth. She swings the first pitch here, but lines it right to the second baseman, Lamon, who makes the catch, and there's quickly two outs. The two outs, and now the right fielder, Jaron Wettstein.
Number 7, Jaron Wettstein.
Wettstein has grounded back to the pitcher and struck out today. First pitch from Fisher. Fisher is a fastball that catches the outside of the plate for a strike. Only 0-1 line to the right side, but that'll get out of play. Al Fisher, a strike away from getting Donovan West, 1-2-3 here in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Wettstein on the breaking ball from Fisher. His ninth strikeout of the day, and that will end the inning. Three up, three down. One to the bottom of inning number 6. It's 7-5. Onega Lee. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic. It's all about caring and experience.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 7-5, Onega leads. The Buffaloes coming to bat.
Onega,
4-5-6 coming up.
Jason,
it'll be Jason Abbott to lead things off. He has walked twice and struck out. He has walked his last two times at the plate. First pitch from Trent Spiker. The fastball catches the outside for a strike. Clemens came on in the fifth inning. Now a curveball left high and outside. He faced four batters in the fifth. Now a breaking ball in for a strike on the outside edge, and it's 1-2. Here's the 1-2 from Spiker. Fastball weighing on the hands. It somehow is hit to the left side, and they're going to call a foul ball. Jeff May at third base is going to call a foul ball. So they're going to call the foul ball, and the count will remain at 1-2. I said that the way that sounded, it looked like it hit off something. And Jeff May is going to come in and say it was off his foot. So the count will remain at 1-2. That'll officially just be a foul ball. It was a really good play by the left side of the Donovan West infield. And now again the 1-2. Curveball popped into shallow center field, and that is going to get down for a base hit. So Abbott has a second life, and he singles. So he is on to lead off the sixth inning. So now here's Ryland McGinnis for the fourth time. He has the dreaded hat trick today, three strikeouts. He digs in from the left side with Abbott at first base. I'd not be surprised to see him bunt. He does square around a bunt. He takes the first pitch fastball, low and inside. Third baseman Smith now playing in on what would be the grass. Spiker steps off. Abbott's the runner at first. Not a big lead. Again, it's not scoring to bunt. A fastball misses low and outside. Mega leads 7-5 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Again, Spiker's going to step off. Now he resets with Abbott's getting his lead off first base. Abbott gets another step, not running, squaring to bunt as McGinnis. He offers at it, and it's going to be in there for a strike. Now 2-1 the count on McGinnis. McGinnis has squared to bunt a couple of times today, and he just has not looked comfortable at all. Now not squaring, and a fastball paints the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-2. Spiker, two strikeouts on his outing here today, and it's 2-2. Fouled off the face mask of Franken. So it'll remain at even 2-2. Parker works quickly. Now he comes set. Abbott gets his lead. And again, the 2-2. Check swing. Did he go around? He did. And that'll be the third strikeout of the day for Trent Spiker and the first out of the inning. We'll officially call that a swinging strikeout.
Number 22,
Josh Martin. So now here's Josh Martin. He has popped up to the catcher and walked. First pitch from Spiker, misses low and away. Again, Spiker did not like that call from the home plate umpire. Kind of gives a look, and even Franken twists his head around and asks where that ball missed. There's a pop-up into shallow center field. The second baseman, Leatherman's underneath it. He'll make the play. Now we'll throw to first, and it's got the double play. Good heads-up play by Leatherman at second base. They double off Abbott at first, and that will end the inning. Well, out of the seventh, it's 7-5. Jonathan West needs two. We come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hot or cold, no matter what the temperature outside, the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison is your source for fan food, not fast food. Check out their chill menu with blizzards, shakes, sundaes, cones, and so much more. Or stop by for their $5 lunch and choose between a 3-piece chicken strip or deluxe cheeseburger with side, drink, and sundae, just $5 plus tax. And don't forget to sign up for the DQ Fan Club for special offers, monthly emails, and much more. Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. It's fan food, not fast food.
It's spring and you have a lot going on. Yard work, community, and family events. And that home remodeling project. Hi, this is Jessica at Union State Bank of Atchison. I'd like to remind you that it's never been easier to simplify your spending and saving with the Union State Bank mobile banking app. Use the app to pay bills, transfer money, save up for a goal, or manage your budget, all with a click of a finger. This means the only other question is, which chair on your porch is the most comfortable as you enjoy some extra spring downtime? Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Start of the seventh inning, 7-5 our score. Donovan West needs two runs to keep it going, and they will have the top of the order looking to do just that. Leif Blevins followed by Trent Spiker and Cole Franken. If anybody gets on, it'll be Brock Leatherman.
Leading off the Donovan West, number 5, Leif Blevins.
Zach Fisher is still out there. He's got 8 pitches to work with before he hits his pitch of 105. First pitch fastball misses high for ball 1 to Blevins. Now a line drive. Things hit in the left field. So Leif Blevins will start things off with a single for Donovan West. That's a great way to begin this top of the seventh inning. So Blevins is on for the third time. He's reached twice on an error. He scored 2 runs and now has a hit. So now here's Trent Spiker. Before that, we're going to have a pitching change. That'll be it for Zach Fisher. His day is done. Pitching change. We'll get the changes when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Pitching change for the Buffaloes. Zach Fisher will go to third base. Jason Abbott's now in on the mound. and Martin. Third will go out to right field. So nobody out. We're in the seventh inning. Donovan West needs two runs to keep the game going. They got a great start as Leif Blevins led off the seventh with a single. So now here's Trent Spiker, who will bat against Abbott. Abbott is making his eighth appearance on the year, a 5.11 earned run average, 0-2 record. Abbott has only thrown, though, 12 and a third innings this season. First pitch is a fastball that bounces in, gets away from the catcher, Henneberg. And Simpkins has also moved back out to shortstop for the Buffaloes. That's where he started the game. Now the 1-0 to Spiker. Bouncing ball into the third baseman, Fisher. Bobbles it, now throws to first, and he gets the out. So does not get the double play, but he does at least get one out. Smart play by Fisher after he bobbled it. So they get one big out as Blevins moves up to second base.
Number 22, Cole Franken.
And now with one out and a runner at second, here's Cole Franken. Franken does have an RBI single today. He has scored two runs. First pitch from Abbott is a fastball low and away. Now 2-0, the ball going to get away from the catcher, Henneberg. That's going to allow Blevins to take third. They throw it out to third. That is a dangerous play by Henneberg. No need and no shot to even try to get Blevins to third base. Now 2-0 the count on Franken. And now the 2-0. There's a fastball in on the outside for a strike. Really, these next three hitters have had good days for Donovan West. So these are the guys you want coming up to the plate. Here's a 2-1, but it's popped up on the infield. High and playable for the second baseman, Lehman, who will treat in a shallow right field. And now Blevins is going to try to score. Throw home. It is in time. They got him. And that is how the ball game will end. Blevins tries to score on a ball that's hit into 2 feet into right field. And that is how this game ends. 7-5 the final. Onega wins it. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back to summarize here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Welcome back here to Benedictine College at Olsen Stadium. Final score of the opening game of this Class 2-1A regional. Onega moves on with a 7-5 victory over Donovan West. The Buffaloes now await the winner of Moyer Math Academy and McLeod, which will be our second game coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. Looking back at this one, well, Donovan West got out to a 2-0 lead after the top of the first inning, but Onega came back with one in the bottom of the first, then scored four in the second, and led 5-2. Donovan West came back, scored a run in the third, made it 5-3, but in the fourth, Onega got two more runs, made it 7-3. Donovan West played it two more in the fifth and had a runner thrown out at the plate to end the seventh inning. So Donovan West ends their year with a record of 7-10. Onega improves to 11-10 on the season. And looking at the final numbers offensively, we will start with the Mustangs. Leif Blevins, he was on base three times today, scored two runs. Trent Spiker, he was on base with a double and scored a run. Cole Franken was on base twice. He scored two runs and had an RBI single. Brock Leatherman had two hits and an RBI. Caleb Ridout had two RBIs, a single and a walk. Reese Florence, he singled. And that is pretty much it for Donovan West today, who again ends their year with a record of 7-10. Onega, meanwhile, got a big day from Colby Simpkins in the leadoff spot. He was on base three times, scored three runs, had two hits. Zach Fisher had three RBIs and also scored a run and had two hits. Christian Henneberg had three RBIs as well today and was on base twice. Jason Abbotts was on base three times, walked twice and had a hit. Josh Martin was on base once with a walk. Hunter Lehman was on base twice, singled, scored, was hit by a pitch. Jeremiah Dorsey doubled and scored a run. And Cade Schwant walked twice and scored one run. So again, 7-5, the final. Onega wins it over at Donovan West. And that'll wrap things up here from game number one. We'll have game two between Moyermount Academy and McLeod coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. But we're going to step aside, take a break. We'll get you some news and some other things and weather. And then we'll come back and we'll have game number two of our 2-1A regional. Final score again, Onega wins it 7-5 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.